This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As you see, Ben, there are lots of interesting reports about UFOs and sightings and investigations, but no end of people who either are mistaken or do it for a living and makes it difficult, as you see. By the way, I was going to ask you, having jumped into UFOs first, what got you interested?
Oh, man, I think that it was in the 90s there was a show called Sightings on the Sci-Fi Channel, and that show covered UFOs and aliens, and yeah, that's what got me interested. And I'm also a big fan of Ancient Aliens, the History Channel show. I find that whole line of thought very compelling and fascinating. So it's been kind of a lifelong interest for me. Yeah,
I remember the I think Sightings originally was on Fox, because I remember that they replaced Sightings with the X-Files. And when the X-Files first came on, I was like, oh, nah, I want to watch Sightings, not some fictional science fiction show. But then X-Files kind of proved themselves, so I was okay with it then.
That's because the truth is out there.
Yes. I need to go back and find that and watch Sightings again. I remember it was a great show.
So it was because of Sightings that you got the first interest in the world of the weird?
100%. Sightings was it for me. After that, I was hooked. Yes.
So what was, before we get into your books, we know that you're influenced by Sightings, which, like a lot of people, television shows do have a big influence. I know for myself, the Leonard Nimoy show, In Search Of, probably helped get me started. But as for yourself, have you had any personal experiences with the paranormal that you could talk about?
Yeah, I've had what I consider to be a Bigfoot encounter when I was growing up.
Ooh,
as well as more
that.
Recently, I've been doing a little bit of paranormal investigating. But my Bigfoot encounter, I was in the sixth grade, and my parents live in southern Oregon out in the woods. And I had a couple of friends over, and we had a giant trampoline in the backyard, and this is out in the forest, mind you. And we're out there kind of camping out overnight on the trampoline. And we've done this before. It's spooky and fun. And we kept on hearing a bunch of little noises out in the woods around us, which is completely normal. Like, you always hear noises out in the woods. But we kept on this one night, we kept on hearing footsteps. And it would start and stop. And it would kind of come from different directions. And it was kind of scary. And we were all like, oh my God, there's something out here. Like, we're hearing it. And so what happens is about 20 feet away from us, the ground is level and then it slopes down at an angle. And we hear from down below, we can't really see, but we hear what sounds to be a small tree getting snapped. And then we hear loud, bipedal running footsteps running up this hill. Crash, 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 running through the trees. And when we get to the top of the hill, right on our level, it's 20 feet away, it lets out a blood-curdling screech. And the only way I can describe it to you is very high-pitched, almost the velociraptors in Jurassic Park. And, yeah, so we just ran for our lives. I don't think I even looked. I was so scared. We all ran into the house and locked the doors. And that was it. So later on, like the next day, we were looking around, and I think we did find a little tree that looked like it was snapped. And now when I look back on it, I'm like, yeah, that was absolutely a Bigfoot. It was not a bear. It was not a mountain lion. It was not a human being. And in addition to that, that's something that Bigfoot is known to do. They're known to, it's called a super knock. They sometimes are known to kind of like snap these small trees or branches to scare people. So, and they screech a lot. So I believe it was a Bigfoot. I really don't see anything else it could have been.
And plus Oregon and Washington are known for lots of Bigfoot sightings.
Yes, yes.
Had there been any other sightings around that area before or after yours? Not with you, but with, you know, with other people.
I actually don't know many people personally, but the whole area, Southern Oregon, is like perfect Bigfoot territory. It's not too far away from Bluff Creek, California, actually. That's just kind of like over the hill, probably less than an hour or two away. Yeah, there's an abundance of wildlife of every kind. There's so many deer. Like, you see a deer every single day of your life. And some people, like, theorize, like, Bigfoot eats deer. And if that is true, there is really no better place for him than Southern Oregon. And I have a map, like, well, it's called the Bigfoot Mapping Project. What they do is they map out sightings, every sighting that's ever occurred on public record. And there is quite a bit of them around Southern Oregon. They all kind of, like, tend to follow the Cascade Mountain Range, actually. It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
So you say that that the location is not too far from Bluff Creek?
Yeah, that's just Northern California. Yeah, yeah. I grew up Ashland, Oregon, probably 30 minutes from California.
Oh, so maybe it was Patty paying you a visit.
It could have been, man. It could have been. I don't know why she was so mad at us. Could have been.
That's, you know, it's I always find these sightings interesting because people tend to think that the the Northwest is the sole location of Bigfoot sightings, but if you go in and that, like that map that you were referring to, I think probably Hawaii would be the only state in the United States that doesn't have Bigfoot sightings.
That's 100% true, yeah. The thing about Bigfoot is if you really study it, a lot of people think they migrate a lot, so it's kind of like they, like any other animal, they go with the weather, the seasons, and where the food is, so yeah, you know, Pacific Northwest is, of course, number one location, if you ask anyone, but it's not like that's the only area by any means. They're all over. they move all over the place.
So now you, you also stated that you experienced some paranormal encounters.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of like a more recent thing. I have a channel on YouTube called Anomaly Hunters, and it's basically, I'm kind of like the cameraman, so you won't really see my face very much. But it's just me and my couple friends who go out and try to investigate various haunted locations and do your whole paranormal investigation out there. So, yeah, I can tell you a bit about that if you want.
Oh, please do, yes.
But before you tell us, we've got to do the pause that refreshes here. And the only refreshment here is bottled water. if you know what I mean. We got Tim, Gene, and Ben. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So now, Ben, you can tell us what we stopped you from telling us in the last segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my experience in paranormal investigation is very limited right now, but I've watched a lot of TV shows, which is where I get my information from on how to do it. And so, yeah, we've done about three investigations so far lot or anything, but the first time we did it, we went to here in Oregon, we have these restaurants called McMenamins. And what they do is they basically buy out very old and historic buildings, very haunted buildings. So they bought out this Masonic lodge and they turn it into like a hotel, restaurant, bar type thing. And so, we definitely aren't professionals by any means. We just kind of show up with our camera and some devices and film and see what happens. But, so this first time we're out at the Grand Lodge and we're doing our investigation. We're walking around asking questions and, we have a couple apps and other devices to investigate with. And, we got some pretty interesting responses. So I guess the craziest thing that happened was we are by this door that goes up to the attic level. And my friend has the Spirit Box app on, and he's been like, we're standing by this door, and we're about to go up to the, and before he can say the word, the attic, a voice comes through the Spirit Box and says, the attic. And so that was very bizarre and pretty compelling. I don't have any way to explain that myself. Yeah, I guess later on, we did at one point, I think we made contact with a spirit named Pamela, who kind of like identified herself as an old woman who wore a dress. We got on our device, we got the word old and woman and dress. And specifically at this location, that is supposed to be what people encounter. They actually have a whole entire book full of people's experiences. They keep it at the front desk. It's called their paranormal logbook. And people talk about in there, they say they see this old lady kind of like wandering the halls. And so it was very weird. We got all right in a row the words old woman and dress come through. And at that point, we are convinced that we were in contact with some kind of spirit. And then, things kind of took a darker turn. We got the word ritual a couple times and blood. And we're like, whoa, okay, well, I guess like the Masons did rituals. But I guess it said the word blacksmith. And we were thinking probably that's kind of close to kind of what the Masons were. I mean, they did the trades in general. And it got a little dark for a little bit. We even got a little bit here about sacrifice, which kind of freaked us out. But, that was definitely the first kind of like paranormal experience I had. I think it all kind of shocked us, to say the least. We were all like really fully think anything that interesting was going to happen. But it kind of took us by surprise and it happened, and we were all freaking out. And afterwards, I just remember, like, my mind couldn't really, like, wrap itself around what had happened. Like, I could barely think straight. And, the second I got home, I just, like, crashed, went to bed, and that was it. Yeah, it was very weird and interesting.
Well, I always recommend that, even though it doesn't make for good YouTube viewing, is to go to a location without the spirit box or the, you know, M-Pods or, you know, some of these other technologies. You know, take cameras with you, but all the other stuff, you know, don't do it. And then just see what happens. Because a lot of times the electronics tend to be a distraction. From actual phenomena taking place. And you'll be surprised sometimes just, you know, how active a location can be if it's, you know, you just set up your cameras and then, you know, rather than wandering from room to room, you know, asking questions and stuff, you know, you sit around in one room for a while. And just, you know, see what, you know, you can ask questions and stuff and see what happens. You know, sometimes nothing happens. Other times, you'll be surprised.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think when we thought we were in contact with the spirit, like, it was this kind of, like, very strange, hard to describe feeling you get. Like, I don't really know how to say it. It's like, you kind of, like, feel like something is happening and your body knows it. Yeah, no, that's a good point. I haven't tried that yet to try investigating without our devices. But I can tell you one other, what I would consider the most significant paranormal experience we have had thus far. So most recent investigation, I'm going to give a spoiler alert on what happened. We went to this axe throwing range. It's kind of like a family fun center. They have, like, games. They have a shooting range. They have axe throwing. They have a bar. And we were invited there by the owner who claims a bunch of poltergeist activity had been occurring. And basically, to make a long story short, we arrived there. We're, like conducting our interviews with the owners. And then she kind of, like, they closed down and they let us have the whole place to ourselves. No one else there. And we turned off all the lights and did the whole thing. But basically, the very first thing we got on our device, as soon as I turned it on, was the word Johnson. And I wasn't even filming, unfortunately. Didn't really think much of it. And so then we start the investigation. And this time we got a lot of responses, a lot of actually noises that were completely unaccounted for that we all heard, that we have no idea what was happening. And then we get the word or the name Johnson again a little bit later. I was filming. And so at that point, we're kind of intrigued. We're asking, like, who is Johnson? And we got a lot, and throughout the whole thing, we never really understood what that meant, though. So afterwards, we kind of, like, did an interview with the owner one more time to kind of go over what had happened, and we all definitely thought there was some kind of bizarre poltergeist phenomenon occurring there, because we heard things. We got a lot of responses. And then, I happened to ask, does the name Johnson mean anything to you?
Before we learn about Johnson.
Yes.
Not Johnson,
yes.
Johnson, but Johnson. We have Ben and Tim and Gene, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The legal team for former President Trump has until Monday to respond to Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. The judge denied his lawyer's three-day extension. Smith filed the motion after Trump's Truth Social post, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." More than a dozen people suffered injuries when a Greyhound bus overturned on a highway south of Atlanta. The Texas Attorney General is appealing a ruling that would have relaxed the state's abortion ban. On Friday, a judge temporarily halted the abortion ban for women who have dangerous pregnancy complications. The Kinks keyboardist John Gosling has died, Variety reported. Gosling played on 10 Kinks albums during the 1970s. He was 75. Barbie will win the weekend box office again as it approaches $1 billion globally. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Ben, tell us about Johnson.
All right, so we are in our investigation, and we hear the word Johnson come up a couple times. The only name that repeated itself. We got maybe a couple other names, but nothing that repeated itself. And so, yeah, afterwards, it was all done and over. And we didn't know what that was. We couldn't figure it out. And so we go and we're talking to the owner, and we are doing our little debrief, our post-investigation interview and findings. So I asked him, like, what does the name Johnson mean to you? And at that point, she kind of like stops and she's like, oh my God, how do you know that name? And I kind of explained, we got it a couple times and like we didn't have no idea. And she's like, Johnson was my uncle. And she proceeds to explain that he had died at a young age and they were very, very close. And she actually went in her, the shooting range at this, axe throwing facility. They had named it, they called it Johnson's Room, and there is even a plaque on the wall that says that right there on the wall. Keith Johnson was her name. And we were kind of in disbelief and shock, and we're like, okay, was this guy kind of a little bit of a trickster? Like, did he like to play jokes on people and kind of like have fun and mess with people? And apparently that was definitely a big part of his personality. So, yeah, that was pretty unnerving, and I have no way of explaining, absolutely no way of explaining how that could have happened. It was very strange.
So now the spirit box that you were using, is that the one that it scans across all the radio frequencies and then supposedly the entities can pull out words and
Not broadcast, but
you know, pop them up on the receiver.
Yeah, so I'll tell you actually the specific device we are using is something that is going to be controversial to a lot of people. We are using an app on our phone. It's called GhostTube. And a lot of people in the community out there, they don't really believe that apps are real. They don't believe an app will work. But apparently this one, like I looked into it beforehand and I tried to like do my research and due diligence. And GhostTube, it's developed by real investigators, and how they claim it works is it basically detects EMF fluctuations in the environment. All phones, all smartphones have an internal magnetometer, and this is used to detect basically the phone's position in space as well as true north on your compass. And so GhostTube, all it does is it detects the magnetometer reading and it assigns a word database to each value of the reading. So if your phone detects a very strong reading that is held for a certain amount of time, a word will pop up. And I was still even a little bit skeptical of it, like going into this. So I actually checked the source code. I wanted to really know for sure they weren't like scamming people. And yeah, it turns out this particular app, it does require the permission and use of your phone's magnetometer. It really does what it says it does. And the thing is, you can go and you can set off a false positive very easily. You can have the app running. You can put it up to any strong magnetic anything, and it will give off a word. So you know it pretty easily that it's throwing out words. It's based on the theory that ghosts are electromagnetic, and ghosts or spirits can give off electromagnetic presence and basically have the ability to communicate with our devices. And, yeah, if you think about it, it's pretty similar to what the Ovilus or various other devices, hardware-based devices, will do. But, yeah, I would encourage people to look into it. That is probably one of the only ones I have found that appears to be legitimate, though. I will say that.
You say appear to be legitimate. What's your criteria?
I mean, a lot of them basically don't have any kind of detailed explanation. Like, there's about hundreds of ghost or spirit box apps, and basically none of them really say any kind of explanation, detailed, thorough explanation on how they work. And that was probably one of the only ones I could find that really did.
As they say, there's an app for that.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of controversial. People don't inherently trust apps. People out there, I was actually exactly had that mentality. I'm like, apps don't work. That's stupid. yeah, we got good results, and they apparently work as intended. So there you go.
Well, I think it's time that that we bring in your books. And that was why we originally contacted you to have on your show. But the conversation has been so interesting to this point. But let's talk about, we'll start with your first one, and I know your other one is a work in progress. The Last Dinosaur of the Lost World, My Search for Little Nessie. Now, this is it's a fascinating book. And I've heard about some of these accounts, but you've gone and done your research and just really produced a very well-written and just a really good researched a book. Why don't you tell us what got you interested in this subject to begin with?
All right. So, so I think it was the year 2006 or 2007. I have always been fascinated with cryptozoology. And I think I was doing a Google search. I was looking up dinosaurs, cryptids, like anything of that nature, because, of course, who doesn't love dinosaurs? And the thought that there could still be a living dinosaur is inherently fascinating. And I happened to come across a post on a message board that no longer exists anymore. This was a Google Earth message board, and the title of this post was Dinosaurs Alive in the Lost World. And so I clicked on that message board post. And so it was written by a guy who basically self-proclaimed himself as an archaeologist and explorer. His name is Jose Miguel Perez Gomez. And he lives in Venezuela. And so what his post is all about, he basically tells this long and detailed story. And so he says, in Venezuela, there's this place, Angel Falls. It is the highest waterfall in the world. And it's actually the same location that the movie, Disney movie Up, is based off of. Very famous place, but for all the fame, very few people have ever been there. And it's actually the place that the book The Lost World is based off of, the Arthur Conan Doyle version. And it's basically this giant plateau, over 20 miles long, I think it is. And it's absolutely massive in the middle of the jungle, very, very far from any kind of human civilization. The only way to get there is to take a four-day journey by boat. And then once you do that, there's a very, very small village, and then you have to either be an expert mountain climber or you have to take a helicopter, which is what most people do.
Ben, when you tell us about this, it explains why I will never, ever visit that place. Not that I have a problem with helicopters. I have problems with mountains. 4 days in a boat, I don't know. But it's fun to listen about. Ben, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks.
Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
See, when you came on the show, Ben, you wanted to get used to everybody's voice. You've heard my voice. It doesn't change very much, except when I do bad imitations. Bond, James Bond. But with Tim Swartz, he's got 28 and a half voices, and get a load of the half voice.
I reserve that one for special occasions.
Okay, you'll have to show it to me. Special occasion.
Anyway, continue with telling us about this plateau in the remote Venezuelan jungles.
Yes. All right. So we have this giant plateau, and very few people have ever actually explored there or even been up there. So the author of this internet forum post, he says he has been going there, and he is one of the very few people in the world who starts to explore this plateau. He starts making some expeditions up there. And on one of these expeditions, he meets a hermit living in the jungle. And this guy is living along a river, kind of like near the base of the plateau in a little hut. And the hermit is friendly and invites him in, and they become friends. And after a number of visits, the hermit kind of discloses to the author of the post. He talks about some strange encounters that he's had up on this mountain plateau, and he describes seeing some very peculiar creatures that are unlike any kind of creatures he's ever seen before. They are reptilian, they have a long neck, and they have flippers instead of feet, and they're only about 3 feet long. And he says, yes, I've seen them a number of times up there, and they live along the rivers, and then they go in the water. They come out and sunbathe, and they go in the water. So Jose Miguel Perez Gomez, he thinks this is very strange and interesting, but he doesn't really know what to make of it. So he says, you know what, I'm going up here again, I'm going to go look for this thing. I'm going to go try to document and see whether or not this could be real. So he goes up, and on in one of his next trips up there, he starts looking for watery habitats, and he finds a couple rivers that connect to a small lake. And so he's like, this is the best spot. I'm going to just camp here and see what happens. So he camps out this lake for 5 nights, just observing it the whole time. And on the very last night, finally, he sees something, and it is a creature exactly like what the hermit has described, a small reptile with a long neck and flippers. And it's on the shore, and it jumps back in the water, and he only sees it for a split second, but he is 100% convinced of what he saw and what he's seen. And on the way back, he asked the helicopter pilot to fly back over this area. He takes a couple of pictures. And in one of the pictures, he doesn't notice it at the time, but there's apparently what appears to be a long neck protruding from this lake. And, well, the size of what the creature's neck would have been, it looks kind of small, but in proportion to the body, it would be long. So he makes this, that's his story. He posts about it. And he also happens to mention there's two other people that have seen the creature, a scientist and a helicopter pilot. And that's it. And at the time, I read this and I'm very fascinated, but I don't really know what to make of it. It's obviously very interesting to me, but yeah, it's not until about 2017, probably, yeah, five-ish years ago that I remember this story, and I think to myself, I wonder if this was actually a true story or if this was all kind of like made up. And so that was kind of the beginning for me. I started to look into it, and I actually was able to contact Jose Miguel Perez Gomez. And he told me, he assured to me, that the story was 100% true. But, you know, due to some of the political crises in Venezuela, he hasn't been able to make more expeditions up there. But he assured me it was real and true. And so I kind of thought to myself, if I'm going to really know if it's true, I have to find the other witnesses. I have to find this pilot, this scientist, and anyone else out there who might have seen this thing. And so that's actually what my book is about. I basically a deep dive into my research about everyone connected to the story, everyone who's seen this thing. And luckily, all the witnesses out there are highly credible people. Scientists, archaeologists, pilots, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's my book. It's called The Last Dinosaur of the Lost World, and it is available on Amazon.com.
Now, this location is it's in Venezuela, and it's located in a national park. It's a big national park. It's 12,000 square miles. It's one of the largest parks in Venezuela. And but there are other plateaus besides this one. According to what I'm looking at now from NASA, it says the majority of the park is covered by steep, flat-top mountains known as, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, Tepuis, maybe? Meaning House of the Gods.
Tepuis, exactly.
Tepuis. And it says that there's more than 100 Tepuis, which can range from 3,000 to 10,000 feet in height. Now, those are some huge geologic formations.
Yeah, they're absolutely massive. And the craziest part about this all is I'm only talking about one of these Tepuis here. There is as many as 50 in Venezuela that have not been explored whatsoever. So it's really anyone's guess what could still be out there. And, it's only the beginning. Say that.
Well, and as you said, when these were first discovered, they captured the world by storm, and Sir Conan Doyle, Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote Sherlock Holmes books, wrote The Lost World based on one of these tabletop mountains. And there's been a number of movies made along the same with that title of various different plot lines.
yes, this is an idea that, you know, it really captures your kind of imagination because it's this kind of like geologically isolated place within another isolated place because it's a plateau. Like whatever is up there and has no access to the outside world. And yeah, it's very fascinating. They're very understudied ecosystems, and something I did learn in the course of my research is almost 50% of all plant and animal life to these plateaus are unique to these plateaus. They do not exist anywhere else. So it kind of does confirm this kind of like lost world hypothesis in the sense that these places are home to unique life. As far as the dinosaur or what I like to call Little Nessie goes, not technically a dinosaur, a plesiosaurus is an extinct marine reptile. But recently, I think it was 2021, in the news, they actually came out and discovered a plesiosaurus fossil in a freshwater river environment. And that's extremely significant because up until then, they had only found these things out in the open ocean, and they thought they were saltwater animals. Turns out they actually came into freshwater ecosystems, and contrary to popular opinion, they weren't always big. There were subspecies that were actually very small in location, or very small in size, excuse me, and that lived in freshwater.
So now, do you know how explored is this particular plateau? And it's correct me if I'm wrong here. It's the largest one in that area, right?
I believe it's like the second largest one, and I mean, it's hard to really give you an answer to that. I mean, there are various scientific papers and expeditions that have occurred, but it's really not too many. It's probably like two or three scientific papers that describe the flora, the fauna, and other than that, there's tourists who want to go up there. There's people.
We've got more people. We've got more to talk about people, including us. Ben, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Pettercast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.